This is the audio recording of the Bad Voltage live show performed in Pasadena in March 2017. We've put out the audio recording on the podcast feed so people can listen to it and it will show up in their podcatchers, but you really, really ought to be actually watching the video. The audio won't make a great deal of sense to you without being able to see what's going on stage. So if you want to watch the video, you can go to badvoltage.org/2x05 or badvoltage.org/live, or it's on YouTube or archive.org or all over the place. Meanwhile, if you want to just listen to the audio, here it is.
Give it up for Bad Voltage Live!
What's up?
good evening, everybody.
What happened there?
Oh, thank you, Alan, for that sorry, that excellent.
Oh features. No, AV problems again.
Don't say things like that.
All right, let's see what the slide deck is. Hey, look at that. Look at that.
So, oh, yes. Right. So I have one question after that awesome warm-up by Chris. Are you guys ready?
Yeah! That wasn't good enough.
I think we might have gave him too many free tacos.
Come on.
I don't know if they're ready. So
you're
one
ready?
More time. Are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, we should talk about these people.
We should.
Ticketmaster.
Big thanks, Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster made all of this happen tonight, okay? They booked the oldest venue in Pasadena, which isn't haunted in any way, by the way. But thank you for all the tacos and the booze and everything, Ticketmaster. So all of your convenience fees have been put to good use tonight. Linode. We like them. They flew us out.
They flew us all the way here, and I came from a terribly long way away, so thank you very much, Linode.
Also, wearing that suit on the plane, by the way.
What is that suit?
It's brilliant. Apparently, the guy in the shop said the person who ordered it didn't show up to pick it up.
Surprising. It goes well with your physical features, shall we say.
Thank you.
It does.
But yeah, also thank you to the Scale people!
Thank you to Scale!
Yeah! Dell, who you will learn more about later on.
You will.
And Endless Computer. Look, yeah. Stand up. These people are teaching the world digital literacy, okay?
Good shout. How'd you like them apples?
Yeah, we like them. All right, you should talk about Chris a little bit, Mr. Langridge.
We should. So, what do you think of Chris? Freshly starring role in Superman 2. As you can see, this guy. Right? And you're thinking, I'm not quite sure that's Chris.
Because to be fair, I wasn't quite sure until I saw this picture.
And
then
comes.
I was very sure.
Right. So we want to say a big thank you to Chris, who did our introduction. So
thank
give
you,
it
Chris.
Up for Chris.
Big round of applause for Chris.
And
all right, now
he's Chris from Ticketmaster.
Oh.
So if you are looking for a job, they're looking to hire people. So if you're looking for a job, go talk to Chris or talk to anyone with a Ticketmaster t-shirt on. But yes, talk to anyone who wants, if you want a job, go talk to them.
All right, now, how many of you have been to a Bad Voltage live show before? All right, so some of you don't know what is going on right now, okay? So a little introduction. We thought we'd introduce ourselves quickly, but we thought we'd look out to our listeners to introduce ourselves. Jeremy posted this picture earlier today of us stood in front of one of the posters, and someone responded, a bald guy, an angry ginger, and Tony Stark walk into a bar, okay?
That is, by the way, our new tagline.
He
I like that guy.
Yeah, you like that guy. Now, the three of us, the orange one at the end is probably the most interesting.
Would you say it's orange or tangerine?
It's a tangerine dream. Tangerine nightmare. Well, I have to share a room with him when I come to Scale.
I should point out, by the way, this is a massively unfair thing that you're about to do.
Having once shared a room with you, not unfair at all.
That's not a thong. This is what I woke up next to this morning, by the way. If you can't see that, just look at that face. Chicka wow.
Oh, it was cold.
And the other thing as well is he's a man of unique words. So one of the things that we have a little Slack channel where we have conversations about the show. And this is a little snippet that kind of illustrates Stuart Langridge. Should we spin through this really quick?
Yeah,
what
I think
did
we
you
should.
Say?
So for those of you who don't know me, I am kind of infamous for getting to the airport at the last second. So notice the timestamp here, which is 4:48 p.m. And I said, I thought your flight was not until 6 a.m. Why are you conceivably at the airport already?
Right, and I said, because if I don't go to the airport now, there's only the only way to get there before my flight, which is at 6 a.m., booked by Jono. Thanks a fucking bunch, by the way. Was because I'd have had to get a cab, right? And I'd have only got 2 hours sleep, which I didn't want. And the reason I didn't want it, and this is the thing that I said that they seem to like, I said, if I only get 3 hours sleep, I'll feel like 6 pounds of shit in a one shit trumpet all the way to America.
What is a one shit trumpet?
It's good.
Is that? It's smaller than a one shit sousaphone.
It is.
The other phone that doesn't receive phone calls. All right, so, tacos.
Talk about the tacos.
So, did everyone enjoy the tacos, first of all?
Yeah!
Good. So, I had an idea at the very last second, which unfortunately I was too late to make happen. But the idea was we were going to have 3 tacos, one named after me. It was going to be buffalo chicken. One named after this guy. It was just going to be basically a pie and a tortilla. And then this guy over here recently moved to California and has embraced it wholly. So it was basically going to be kale and protein powder.
That's not fair, by the way.
Based on that idea, my two horrible, horrible co-presenters had a different idea.
Yeah.
And I will let him
speak
fill you
of the
in.
Idea.
We did. Is Brian here?
Where's Brian Lunduke? There he is.
There it is. Give it up for Brian. So we thought...
I should say, for those of you who have not heard the show before, there are no 3 of us. There used to be 4 of us, so Bad Voltage Emeritus, Brian Lunduke, raise your hand. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah, give that guy a round of applause.
So we thought, in addition to our custom tacos, we'd also have the Brian Burrito, because it's full of hot air and has a tin foil hat.
It's a little unfair, particularly after what you told us last night. All right, should we do the news? So, we normally do the news on the show. We're going to talk through some things that are going on very quickly. Would you like to start, Orange Boy?
I would, right? First piece of news, how many of you use S3 in some way? Or how many of you were affected by the fact that S3 went down the other day? Hands up. Yeah, a whole bunch of you, right? The best thing about this, I saw someone say, S3 claimed they've got 5 nines. Of uptime, right? In order to maintain that 5 nines of uptime now, after they were down for 3 hours, they now can't have any downtime for 30 years.
Yeah!
And the best thing about it is not just that it went down, it's that someone tweeted that the S3 dashboard was hosted on S3.
That's so beautiful. Can you complete the lyric for me? It's like rain
on your wedding day.
Yeah, that's a little ironic, it has to be said. All right, I want to talk about some news. Can I talk about some news? All right, who here uses Snapchat? Liars. Well, we've got no 15-year-olds in the room.
My daughter uses it. It's the only way I can communicate with my
14-year-old. So Snapchat apparently had an IPO which opened the shares at $24 a share, and that is making the company worth $33 billion. Is that ridiculous?
Yes!
Is that ridiculous?
Yes!
All right, good. That's what we like. I have really nothing else. That's just a stupid idea, okay?
So it's so stupid, in fact, right, that it makes them worth $6 billion more than CBS. Which
what?
Seems weird to me, right?
But
I have, a prediction here.
Oh.
That valuation will last about as long as a snap does.
So that seems fair to
that's
me.
That's exactly what it is. They send the money and then 30 seconds later, all the money disappears.
I know how that works. All right. What's next, Jeremy?
So my news item is actually something that was announced right here at Scale by System76. So is Carl around? I know he said he was going to try and make it. So he announced that they are going to do all manufacturing in the U.S.
Is he?
Where's Carl?
Oh, there he is.
Wave a Carl. There he is.
So there he is.
Wave, yeah. Carl. Wave. Wave.
Wave a Carl. There he is.
All right, it's on the show now.
So they actually announced that they're going to be doing all manufacturing, design, everything in-house right in Denver. He's told me that, I talked to him earlier today, by 2018, they're going to have 3 machines at least about a year later. Everything they make is going to be designed, manufactured, everything right in Denver. So I think that's an awesome, awesome announcement.
Yeah!
Is that awesome?
Unlike Snapchat, that's a company that I would like to be worth billions of dollars.
To be honest with you, the thing I think that's best about that, it's great that they're doing it, but it's more that they've got the confidence to do it. Right?
Absolutely.
We've got a firm who do nothing but sell Linux machines, and they can look at it and go, okay, here's our 3-year plan, bring all our manufacturing in-house. It's great that we've got to a position, the community, people buying things, where we can afford to support that kind of business.
Yes,
absolutely.
I love System 76. I wish them all the best in the future because they're doing great. I have one final news story.
This is not a news story.
It is absolutely not.
And this
a news
picture
story.
Is going to make a lot more sense when I tell you this. So, is anyone familiar with the American Chemical Society? No, you're not. Liar. Okay, the American Chemical Society apparently performed a scientific study that discovered that up to 75 liters of urine are in the typical public pool. Hence that face. That is apparently enough to fill a medium-sized dustbin. That is disgusting. Who pees in the pool here? Because some of you must do.
You gotta go.
I've never seen so many people put their hand up so cagily. All right.
The thing I don't get is, it's not just who pees in the pool. Who pees in a dustbin?
Okay. Let's move on. All right.
So for the first segment, we're going to cover another incident that kind of happened recently. And so how many people out there use Cloudflare in some capacity? Not as many as I would have suspected, actually. That's surprising. So, I don't know if anyone's heard about this, but recently they had a little bit of a security issue. For those, I guess, who don't use Cloudflare and don't know what it is, it's a reverse proxy that you kind of point your site at, and they offer some security features, they offer some web optimizations, they offer some caching, stuff like that. And they had an issue. It's from an implementation side. It's based on Nginx, and they write some custom Nginx modules. One of them had a buffer overflow, and if you visited a site that had an uneven number of tags, you would get the HTML with some random memory inserted into the HTML. Someone from Project Zero at Google noticed this, and it turns out that quite a few people were impacted by this. And the scary part is, it was post data, it was cookies, it was OAuth tokens. So there was a ton of data, and to trigger the bug, like I said, you had to have uneven tags. The issue was, because it's a shared segment, anyone who uses services data could be out there. And quite a few people's data is out there. It turns out they said about 1 in every 3.3 million requests had this issue. Which you're thinking, well, how
that's
bad could
nothing,
it be
right?
Then? 65 billion requests a month is how many they get. So it turns out there's an absolute ton of data out there. Because
wow.
The other thing I didn't know is Cloudflare actually powers 10% of the internet, which is a little bit scary, I think. And I think from a philosophical perspective, I'm interested what you guys think about as that centralization happens. And we rely on one company like that, and the cloud in general, with AWS also going down. What do you think that means for the internet more broadly?
Well, that's the terrifying thing. I mean, I mentioned S3 a minute ago. Those of you who listened to the show that a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Dyn, the DNS people, having the same problem. And it's lovely. I mean, my personal website used Cloudflare basically because I was too lazy to build an SSL certificate. Right?
Is that Wix.com?
So, it's not Wix.com. That's cryogenics.org, available for all your consultancy needs. More importantly, I didn't want to do an SSL certificate. So I just put my site behind Cloudflare. Terribly easy. And it turns out 10% of the internet have done the same thing, which means that you could go to my site and get a bunch of dumped data from Uber, from who else was there?
Uber, Fitbit. I mean, a ton of companies were... Data was exposed.
Yeah, and is this not terrifying?
It seems, I mean, look, this is the weird thing in my mind is, how many of you are using the cloud today to host some kind of application? Yep. All right, keep your hands up. How many of you are using Gmail? How many of you are using, like, Yahoo Mail or something that no one uses anymore? Really, Cosimo? Cosimo, senior engineering leader at Endless, uses Alta Vista and Yahoo Mail, it seems. Give that man a round of applause.
Dude, that's bananas. Don't do
that. That is. Wow. You don't use Apple Mail, do you? Okay. AOL. All the way. AOL. Does anyone use AOL? Is Mike Pence in the room? We promised we wouldn't get political, so we'll just stop it right there.
We did.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Anyway. So, we all use a cloud in some capacity, right? The question is that dependence. And one of the things I've always loved about open source and Linux is that it frees you from that dependence, but we almost seem to have forgotten that a little bit. So where do we strike the balance? One thing I was thinking with this is maybe you depend on all these different cloud services, but then it's standard practice to have, like, Netflix have got this concept called Chaos Monkeys, where they deliberately inject very difficult bits of software that are designed to screw everything up, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like throwing a really annoying person into a political system and trying to screw things up as well.
Shut up.
Lord Donald Trump fans in the room, it seems.
However,
right back to England with you.
This is the important point, though, right? Yes, using open source and running my own services and so on can save me from the problems of centralization, but it can't save me from being lazy, which is precisely why I was doing it.
Nothing will save you from that.
I'm
not
proud of it, right? So, Jono, how did you set up your Let's Encrypt certificate then? Fuck off.
I have people for that now. I don't have people for anything. But no, the thing is, like, do we inject Chaos Monkeys into things? And then the idea is that when one of these things goes down, it just replicates back up again. Because I remember when AWS went down, Netflix was on it, and one of their sites went down, and Netflix was back up in something like 6 minutes, the whole thing. And that's nuts. Is that what we're going to see? What do you folks think? Someone yell something out. What do you think? Go on.
Well, this problem also exists in the cryptocurrency world. So people were using exchanges to hold their Bitcoin keys as well. And then the exchanges got compromised. So it was, whatever is fully distributed will probably work better.
So I think the question really becomes, though, if you are responsible for 10% of the internet, what level of testing really is enough? And I don't know that there's an answer to that. Even if you double down on Chaos Monkey and make Grape Ape, I don't know that it's still going to be an issue.
But part of the problem there is this is, free market problem, right? Because what you're supposed to be able to do is choose from a whole bunch of different people who provide this service. But if you said to me, okay, use something like Cloudflare, but not Cloudflare, I couldn't name anybody. I'm sure there are some. Who does what Cloudflare does?
Encapsula does, SecureEye does. There are a couple. They're not as well known as Cloudflare, obviously, but
people don't know as much, you know? People don't know who to go to. So they've got a kind of de facto monopoly just on people's attention.
Right. I don't know. It seems pretty grim. Is there a solution to this, does anyone think? A practical solution
is, to this problem? Is this a solvable problem?
Yeah, it can't be don't use the cloud. Hang on, this guy. Anyone here familiar with GNOME Builder? No?
Nobody. You should be familiar. It's
that's
great.
That's terrible. GNOME Builder was a brilliant open source. What do you think?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We got someone over here first, and then we'll go over there.
I think that the companies are, A, going to spend the least amount that they possibly can to keep the lights on. Even the big ones like AWS or Google, how do you test realistically when 30% of internet traffic runs across your network? I think that we're going to see more and more of stuff like this.
Yeah.
I think the minimum
amount to spend is going to change because of this, though, because this is going to have a meaningful impact, I would guess, on Cloudflare's business. So what that data ends up being, I think, will really impact the discussion.
I'm more concerned about the scale of the problem. You know, how do you test when you really do carry 30% of the backbone traffic? Like, we can test a sample group, but how does that save you when you have this fat finger that takes out thousands of servers?
See, I don't think that's the problem, right? The point is not, obviously S3 should be testing so they don't fall over and screw up the internet. the rest of us should be testing what happens if S3 falls over. Does your website fall over? If Cloudflare falls over, does your website fall over? If DNS falls over, does your website fall over? Hands up if you're already testing for that on things that you build. One guy.
You can't. I was going to say the one
and
hand.
I'm not sure I believe.
I think let's...
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Let's move on. Let's move on.
But that is fair, though. People use it because they don't want to reinvent something so
that's
complicated.
Fair.
And they are
yeah.
So from an engineering perspective, they are doing a good job.
Yes,
it's just unfortunate
I agree.
That this happened.
All right. All right. All right.
So for those of you who have attended one of these live shows before, you know we always like to do a game show. I think they're always
second. Oi, you people at the back. Shut up. Shut up, people at the back. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bacon.
It's a gift.
That actually
that did really help.
So we've done a couple of quiz shows before. This year we're going to do a take on Taboo called Much Taboo About Nothing. So how many people up here have played Taboo before? Oh, so not as many as I suspected. So I'm going to go ahead and explain the rules very quickly then. So what's going to happen, we're going to put a word up on the board. So if the word was, let's say, scale, you have to get your teammate to say scale without saying the other words listed here. So you could try to say an event held in California, but if you say a Linux event or open source, you're out and the round's over. So what I want you guys to do in the crowd is look at these words. Yeah, we don't have free software in there. This is just an example. Look at these words, and if you hear one of the people say them, I want you to yell. So let's say I was trying to do this. If I said Linux, what would you do?
All right.
Perfect. So what we're going to do is get some guests up on stage so we can even this out here.
Yes.
So I'm going to be the quiz master this year. On Team Bacon, we're going to invite up Ricky.
Ricky Ensley from OpenSource.com, everyone. She's joining the winning team right here. By the way, before we go on, I've tried not to look at the screen. Alan, can you come here? Can you basically drape yourself in front of that screen so we can't look at it and cheat?
There
actually,
you go.
Put your applause sign in front of it. Ah, this is nerve-wracking. That works?
Yeah.
All right, that works. Okay.
And then joining Team Tangerine over here is Hannah, who is on the scale team.
Hannah.
Give a big round of applause.
Big round of applause to Hannah. All right. You ready to win?
So how are we going to do this?
The suit's not radioactive. It clashes with my hair as well.
It clashes with literally everything. So we're going to start with Stuart here since he knows how to play. So we'll have you stand kind of over here and don't look. Or no, we'll have Hannah stand over here, kind of don't look at the board so you can't see the words.
Do this.
Close your eyes.
Whatever, okay, close whatever your eyes. Like. Okay.
And then,
ready?
Are you ready?
First word? Shall we do it? Okay. Don't say this word,
yeah,
people.
Don't say
okay?
the word. So this is the word she has to say.
All right. This is what you got to guess?
And these are the words you have to keep an eye out for.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Really?
Oh, Jesus. One of those.
And keep in mind the first round much easier than the
one
second
one of those
round.
Is an inside joke. You're a dick.
You like that, don't you?
Okay.
And I should add, you can't use conjugations, different tenses. If the word's there, it's any form of the word. So,
right. So I've got to describe that top word.
Correct.
Without saying any of the others.
Correct.
You ready?
Can I phone a friend or something? That's really hard.
Your one friend is right here, so no.
Now remember, if you see him say one of these words, you're going to go, no! Okay? Okay. Ready? Go!
Let the countdown begin.
Okay. Okay. So it's an operating system. The sort of people here would use, and it's
Fedora, Ubuntu, Windows.
Nice one.
That was quite
one
good, actually.
One point for us.
Does anyone
next,
use
next
that?
Next up, we'll have...
Is that a thing?
Yep. We're going to have Ricky go.
Okay.
So you can't look.
I can't look.
No. He can't look.
Okay. All right.
So you don't.
You can't look.
You can't look.
I can't look.
Correct.
Oh, I'm guessing the words.
Correct.
I'll stand over here then.
All right.
So you can see the screen. All right. Okay.
There's your word. And the audience, here's the words that you should be keeping an eye out for. And...
Okay, it's not Ubuntu.
Okay. Debian.
No. I personally love it. I'm a big fan.
You're a big fan? Red Hat.
Closer.
Fedora.
Yes.
Yeah. Ah. Easy. What are the words?
I told you the first round is a little bit easier.
Beefy Miracle? All right. Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's take this. All right.
So I got to...
So it's one-one.
Okay, let's do this.
Hang on. So you're looking.
So I got to stand here, so I can't see anything. Right,
correct.
Okay.
So here's the word.
Okay.
Here's the words you can't say, and go.
All right, same thing but different than the last two.
So another Linux distribution, SUSE.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm a little impressed you got it on the first time.
First guess.
These slides are... This is easy, Jeremy.
I told you the first round was easy. I was trying to get people into it.
I believe that deserves a bit.
All right, you're up next, right?
So I guess everyone sees a theme forming here. So okay. You ready?
You're ready?
Okay, Jono's go.
Here's your word. And the word that you cannot say are... And go.
What is it?
It's a really long word. Hang on, you're a writer. What's the longest word that you know?
What?
The first bit... Oh, I can't say it.
What does it rhyme with?
The first bit rhymes with poo. Poo...
And... So for those of you who are at Bad Voltage Live 1, Eck actually had to use this in a poem.
I did.
And did so successfully, so kudos to him.
Yes, thank you. So your word was pneumono-ultramicroscopic silico-volcano-coniosis. Well done, Jono.
Well done.
No points for you.
First person to fail. So everyone got a feel for it now? Are we all ready for round two? All right.
Okay, so Hannah, stand at the front. Don't look at the screens.
Law. All right, the word is... You cannot say. And.
Okay, it's a. No.
Oh!
That was
perilously close.
Okay, it's. It's like Pearl, except better.
I don't agree, but maybe like. Liz?
God, say it. It's like Ruby, except a lot better.
Go.
3, 2, 1. So they got a little more difficult.
All right, am I guessing?
I would like to point out, Randall, unhappy with your Pearl comment. All right, so next up, you ready? The word is, and you cannot say, and go.
Okay, it can hold things and it's,
pocket.
Getting there.
Jeans.
Rhymes with rocker.
Rhymes with romper? That sounds like a great funk album.
Think of a box. A box is like a box, but it's
That's a what?
Rhymes with
3, 2, 1. I am shocked that you did not get it with rhymes with rocker.
You heard romper, though.
Rhymes with rocker? Oh. That was the best you had?
Also, more importantly, Mr. Quizmaster, can we have an adjudication? Is it rhymes with rocker allowed?
I didn't say it wasn't, and I don't know that I can add rules now. Yes. So, next word?
Next one's going to be easy, then. Hang on. So, yep. I'm guessing.
All right, so the word is... And you can't say, and go.
All right, so this always looks like a globe to me, and it's on the internet.
What? And we have the quickest fail of the evening.
Should I assume you said one of the words?
She did.
Oh, shit.
And last up. So the score is now all tied up.
Are we tied?
We are tied. So it's all down to Mr. Bacon.
Yeah, it is.
Whether he can describe this word without saying these words. And go.
We're going to have words, Jeremy, about this.
I have faith.
Do you like anime?
Sailor Moon, Sailor Moon. What does it rhyme with?
I honestly don't know.
Three, two, one.
Time out.
So, you're going to be upset with this Jono community bacon. That is community in simplified Chinese. I am very disappointed.
It's over.
So, we ended in a tie, but luckily, I kind of accounted for this. So, once again, thanks to Brian Lunduke, who invented kind of a expansion pack for Cards Against Humanity called Linux Against Humanity. So, we're going to put one card up on the board here. And I'm going to hand out some cards. You can each pick five.
Okay.
I'm going to give you...
cards out?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So
is this where you win all day?
Yeah. So pick five of those. Don't look at them. Pick five and then hand them to Team Tangerine. They can pick five. While you're doing that, I'm going to explain the rules here. So they're each going to pick five cards. They're going to confer for about 10 seconds. And they're going to each read what they think is going to be the funniest thing. So since the show is really about you guys and not us, I'm going to let you guys pick the winner. So I'm going to ask for your applause after they say their sentences. And whoever you think is the funniest, cheer the loudest for.
Can we look at them now?
Did you pick five?
Yeah.
You can look at him. Pick five.
Yep. All right. Have you played this before?
All right.
Yeah.
So
you have? Right. You've never played this on stage?
Okay.
I don't think you've really played this before.
Okay.
The only person in this room who hasn't played Cards Against Humanity is my teammate.
I've played it, just not on stage.
What is this?
What?
That's not real.
I think you guys have had enough time. Now you guys ready to cheer?
We haven't even started.
So it is, I typed blank into my terminal and got blank. First up.
Let's do that one. All right. Are you ready for it?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I typed Slackware on floppies into my terminal and got some guy with a neck beard.
All right. So wait, hold your applause for now. I'm going to have them read it and then we'll go you see what.
You read that one.
Do you want me to read this?
Yes.
This does feel somewhat rigged. I typed in colon, open bracket, close bracket, open curly bracket, colon, straight line, colon, and close curly bracket, semicolon, and colon into my terminal, and I got Richard Stallman's beard.
So, funny you think it's rigged when you picked your own cards, but who thinks this team's answer was funnier? A little tepid, but all right. And this team. I think the beards have it.
Yeah.
Your winners, ladies and gentlemen, Jono and Ricky.
Yes.
Woohoo! And give a big round of big round of applause for both of our guest presenters.
Also, thanks to our friends at Ticketmaster. Ching. They gave us some gift cards to give out. So a thank you, Hannah, for coming on the show. Thank you, Ricky. Go and buy The Art of Community immediately.
Thanks.
All right. Let's move on. So, let me move that out of the way. Oh, do you want that? Okay, so.
And for those of you laughing, it is exactly what you think.
Yeah. Stuart Langridge is an angry man. And he has been an angry man for the 15 or so years I have known him.
I'm not angry, I'm just misunderstood.
We were having a beer the other night and he started talking about something. And he became so angry he went even redder than he already is. It's like a Lipitor commercial.
Oh,
he doesn't know what Lipitor is.
I don't know what that is.
The color went from ginger to more of an apple.
Indeed.
fucking pineapple, more
like.
More of a
kumquat. So he started ranting about something. We said, you need to talk about that, and we need to talk about this in the show. So please put your hands together for a little bit of a missive from the orangest man in America right now, please.
Right, so we're surrounded by technology. We're surrounded by exciting new devices, things that could do things that our parents couldn't have imagined, right? If any of you have got kids, your kids have got devices that do things that you can't imagine, right? And it's fabulous that we've got all of these things. The Internet of Things is bringing all these devices to us. And this plan for forward progress is great apart from one thing. It's bollocks, right? It's bollocks.
Oh.
You said
bollocks, didn't you?
No, I said...
Sorry, I live in California now. This one.
Right, so, example, I'm in the hotel, right? I'm staying in the Sheraton, and I go in, wash my hands, and then it turns out to dry my hands, I have to wave my hand, and then the thing detects that I've done that and dispenses a piece of paper to dry my hands on, like the fucking Middle Ages, right? We're in a coffee shop. And I go up, I buy a coffee, they swipe my card, it sends it off to the internet, it's downloaded back to the iPad on the desk, and they turn it around, and I have to sign my name with my finger, like a fucking animal. They were telling me last night, Samsung Pay, right? The people at Samsung have hired a whole bunch of genius physicists so that you can get your phone, it will create an invisible lightsaber of electric force so you can swipe it down a card thing, right? This is mental. And this kind of thinking process, this whole kind of building exciting new technology to deal with bullshit systems from the 60s means you end up with stuff like this. This is the egg minder. It lives in your fridge.
I genuinely thought he made this up. This is a real thing you can actually buy, which is
this is a
bananas.
Genuine real product. It lives in your fridge. There is a Bluetooth app, and you can use the app to count how many eggs there are in it, so you don't have to open the fridge door. Right? And this leads to stuff like this. This is an electric penny farthing. And here's the thing, people, right? Stop buying this stuff. Stop buying this pointless bullshit that's been built to prop up some terrible old system from the 60s, like signing your name on bits of paper. You don't need shoes powered by Linux. Fucking pack it in, right? Because what it ends up happening is that nothing fucking works.
Oof, jeez. Give him a round of applause.
Such vitriol, but thank you for that ode to Ludditism. We appreciate it. And that bike made some hipster really happy. You know it, so it's not bullshit at all.
I disagree with you.
This is the point. Heckle and fucking Jekyll here are going to go, no, this is a great thing. Come on, explain it, purchase of every bullshit thing on Amazon.
So I'm of two minds here. I think a lot of this stuff really is genuinely useful, but the problem that I have with it is when it breaks its shit and it breaks too much. And I think, is there anyone here who designs Internet of Things devices for a living?
Not that
you'll admit to three people with a mic spewing vitriol. All right, but the thing I think the designers of these devices have to remember is they should fail like escalators, not like elevators, right? When they break, they should work like the thing they replaced, not be garbage. And that's one thing that I think they get really, really, really wrong. If they didn't do that, they wouldn't be shit. They'd be really useful.
I hang on, before you start talking, you've had enough talking. I think you're right. Like, I think one thing that people learn as they get older, I certainly have, is that you design for success and failure, right? And not enough people design for failure. And there are way too many devices. However, as we all know, to innovate, you've got to have some really stupid things before. Like, people only hear about the successful things. So all your examples are fair, are absolutely fair. But you've got to get through that stuff to get to the really good stuff that we do like, you know, yep. That we actually do use.
And I think, to be fair, we're pretty early in the adoption cycle, so this stuff now is... I mean, the egg thing is stupid. I don't know. Whoever invented that, that's just idiotic. But
right, now,
I would also recommend to everyone in the crowd, do not take purchasing advice from a guy that bought that suit.
Now, I'm going to defend myself here, but this is not going to go down all that well, bearing in mind where I'm standing. Right?
In that suit? Is that where you're standing?
No. The big problem here is, to be honest with you, not technology, it's America.
Right? Oh, jeez.
And I appreciate.
Is there anyone that works at TSA in the crowd?
The Canadians are smiling so sweetly right now.
Anyone here not an American? Is it seriously just me? One hand at the back, well played. Here's the thing. The reason that the signing your name with my finger thing was so annoying is that I haven't signed my name to make a purchase for 5 years. Right? I just walk up to a thing, go bleep, contactless.
Is this your contactless thing again?
Right?
Why? This is the irony of this. You're like, it's ridiculous they have to wave your hand in front of a thing and wipe your hands with toilet roll. But it's like, I refuse to let my credit card touch another device. That is stupid.
Why are you drying your hands on bits of paper?
What else would I dry it on? Those things that you put your hands in, full of germs.
They are.
Oh, it's weird to me. Does anyone else feel weird about sticking any one of those Dyson things? It's weird, okay? It might make sense to you in your weird robot future, right?
But I did not know you were not an Airblade fan. Oh. You learn something every day.
No. There are two parts of your body you'll always wipe with paper, right? I don't want any machines involved in that, okay? Sorry, that was my insight voice.
I just got a little sick in my mouth.
But seriously, you two just buy all of this. Well, no. Jeremy tends to buy sensible sounding stuff and then it just doesn't work. Jono buys any insane bullshit on eBay that you would not believe.
Tell them about the robot dog. You have basically tried to buy all of Kickstarter.
Really, the robot dog? All right, when I was at university, I was, 18 years old? I'm 37 now, so it's been a while, okay? Did anyone ever see those Abo robot dogs that Sony used to do? Yeah, I bought one of those.
He put his hand up so fast, I think he still has one.
Right.
Now, bear in mind, the point is not just that he bought a robot dog. This is a guy who's at university, right? So he's living on one bean salad and scraping pennies together in order to stay alive. And he spent £700 on a robot dog that didn't work.
But the reason why...
I've learned two things today.
Honestly... I craved affection, and I didn't get it.
Don't go, don't enable him, for God's sake.
And also, then, like most of my relationships, it lasted 6 weeks and I moved on.
Also, I've met your parents and I'm telling them you said that.
Yeah, that was actually a complete lie. I have a very happy childhood.
Your dad is so epically nice that I hope he's watching this and you get a severe bollocking when you go home next time.
Right, but here's my basic point. Or I listed a bunch of devices there, and you look at all the other stuff on the market. If you had to come down on one side of the other, is this stuff a brilliant new future, or is it all bullshit?
Are you going to make people decide?
Should we make people decide?
Yeah, I want to know what people think. Who thinks all this stuff is complete bullshit? Who?
Once again, tepid response for you.
That was a weak orange drink right there. How many people think this is the future and it's going to be brilliant? Yeah! That was more tepid than I expected.
Although, given this crowd, there was actually more applause than I had expected.
All right, should we move on?
So, before we move on, I just want to say one thing on this topic. When you are buying these IoT things, please keep your privacy in mind and do it correctly. That's all.
I agree.
Absolutely.
You can fuel the future botnet of the future. Skynet forever. All right.
Ah!
I'm not looking forward to this.
I have to confess, I'm not looking forward to this.
The look of doom on Stuart's face earlier was mildly hilarious.
How many of you have seen Ignite, the talks where there are slides and they advance through them? They do an ask on things like that. Hands up if you've seen this. Oh, they're on a scale tomorrow. Great. I knew that.
Yeah, we knew that.
Right. So the idea here is that, for those of you who don't know, you should go to the scale one tomorrow. But the plan here is that you've got a set of slides, they advance through automatically, and you do your talk. So it's limited as to time, right? Our version's like that, except we're missing two things. We're changing two things. The first one is that the slides that we're presenting from weren't picked by us. So Jeremy and me picked the slides for Jono. Jeremy and Jono picked the slides for me. Me and Jono pick the slides for Jeremy.
And we ask the community to submit suggestions for the pictures. Yep. This is going to speak leagues about the open source community.
Another thing I learned is our community is filled with reprobates, by the way.
Right. So the second thing, so we haven't seen the slides that we're presenting
yes,
from.
Yes, genuinely.
The second thing is that we don't know what we're talking about because we want you to pick.
That's the topic.
Okay. So have we got a flip chart? Elan?
MC Rabinovich, could you get the flip chart, please?
Right, and what we want you to do is we want you to shout out a bunch of suggestions for what you think we should talk about.
Yeah, so okay. Ideas. What should be a topic for us to kind of do a random Ignite talk with pictures that we don't really know are happening?
Huh? Just
Microsoft so we got Windows.
Divorce.
Divorce.
Oh, Jesus. Terrible.
That, actually, I think that's a good idea.
What?
Put divorce. It up on the board. Divorce.
Oh, you, hang on, you said divorce, not divorce, right? Okay, just checking. All right, hang on. Remember who said this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got to remember this. So put Brian next
who said
to
Windows
divorce.
Again?
Who said Windows?
I can't see. What's your name? What? Scott.
Scott said Windows.
Scott.
And we need one more.
What? Baby pandas?
No.
No. TSA? TSA. That's
TSA.
Kind of funny. Let's have a few more. We got. Let's pick some good
yeah, let's put a bunch on there.
What
we'll
was
pick.
Your name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Brian. That's a terrible name. Brian, TSA. This is where we all judge Ilan for his handwriting. Dude, those trousers, man. Every time I look at them, I can't get enough of them.
Okay.
Stop.
All right.
The long time.
Very good. Any more ideas? Make America great again. Yeah, let's whack that up there. What's your name? Mike? By the way, just so you know, we didn't mention this, but you're going to win an endless computer for people who win this piece, by the way.
Yes. So, if you come up with the best suggestion, the winning suggestion, endless computer for you. Give us a big shout, Cosimo.
Yes. The Endless team. Linux powered, powered by GNOME. Absolutely brilliant.
We could put MC Hammer
hang
in there
on.
As well.
MC Hammer.
Who name? Oh, Jason.
All right.
Hang on, was that
these
Brian
lights are
suggesting something
bright,
or someone suggesting Brian?
Brian Lunduke.
As a topic?
Brian Lunduke by Brian Lunduke.
It was not Brian who
all right.
suggested it.
I think we've got enough. Which of these are which are your favorites? Windows, Divorce, TSA, Make America Great Again, MC Hammer, or... Lunduke.
Lunduke!
All right, Lunduke.
Lunduke's one of them.
Divorce.
Divorce.
All right. One more.
TSA!
TSA.
TSA it is. So we have Brian. He didn't say... Who said Lunduke?
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan. Okay, Ryan suggested Brian. Sounds like a children's show.
All right, so let's get started.
Should we do this?
So I'm first.
You're
so I'm
first,
I'm
right?
gonna pick one of these.
I think you should do.
I'm gonna get divorce out of the
you
way.
Should
so
do
you,
divorce
because don't have to deal with it.
Because it's in your future. I'm joking. Tara is amazing, by the way. That was a joke.
Wow.
Tara, I'm sorry.
That's terribly mean to Tara.
Sorry,
right
Tara.
There.
Tara, by the way, give her a round of applause. She's
give
the nicest person in the room.
Okay. She's been super helpful to us. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I don't think you should get divorced from Tara.
Such a muppet.
By the way, lol.
Now, to be clear, Jeremy has not seen these slides, but we have seen these slides.
Actually, I'm going to use this one over here. I can't see that one.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. You got 90 seconds.
So this is unfortunately the recent trend in divorce, which is definitely a very worrying trend. I'm not sure who submitted this, but they're probably divorced, which is very sad, actually. But there's really not much else to say about that. It's just a sad, sad situation. That if a monkey could get divorced, that is exactly what it looked like, but this is a British monkey, you can tell by the teeth.
Hi!
Which, that is probably what actually led to divorce. I feel bad for the monkey's wife, actually. So I'm going to take a break from divorce for a minute. These two idiots probably thought Buffalo Wild Wings was from Buffalo. We had one. It went out of business because the wings are not very good.
But you're
so
from Pittsburgh.
They're not even from Buffalo. Lol. Once again, Muppets. I don't know if this one could have worked out any better. I don't know how you could divorce such a svelte man, but isn't he actually divorced in real life, I believe? I think that.
Yes.
So that actually fit into the talk very well. You guys are assholes. So for those of you who don't listen to the show, I own this device, and it's actually a really good device to run with, but if it breaks, you have to go through 7 levels of hell to get a new one, enough that you probably would actually get divorced in the process, so apropos, I suppose. And I would say there is little wonder why this guy is divorced. It's all of the banana. I assume his name is Nannerpuss and he is now divorced.
Give it up for Jeremy.
That was not easy, was it?
Longest 90 seconds ever.
That banana photo, by the way, that was submitted.
I am now a fan of Nannerpuss.
Oh,
that's fabulous. We just need one of those with kiwi fruit and then we're good, right?
Yeah, or the, what was it called? The African horned mango is the
African,
other.
African horned melon is
my,
a fruit.
I got my African horned fruit mixed up.
It's kind of like the dragon fruit.
It is.
Right, right, so now, Jono's go. We pick these. Jono hasn't seen them.
TSA or Make America Great Again?
No, hang on.
No, TSA or Lunduke.
Oh, TSA or Brian Lunduke.
What are we going to pick? I think we should pick Lunduke.
Brian Lunduke?
Yes.
Sorry, Brian. All right. Sorry, Ryan. Oh, yeah, I like the music, guys. Oh, yeah. Brian Lunduke doesn't listen to death metal because he's an idiot. And death metal is the greatest thing in the world. There's only one more type of person that listens to himself than a death metal musician, and that's Brian Lunduke. He's got loads of votes, things on YouTube. What the hell is that? This is a rarely shown picture of Brian Lunduke when he's not doing his daily show on YouTube, and he's riding around the world on a bike on the water. I don't really understand what's going on there. Oh, fuck you. Okay. I'm sorry, I like to take care of my health. I have nothing else to say about this. Kale is absolutely brilliant when it's mixed with things that don't make it taste like shit, by the way. So, oh, yeah. This is Brian Lunduke in about 10 years' time. Yeah, I don't know. This guy uses SUSE Linux, probably. God, this music's loud. All right. Oh, shit. You're idiots. I bought this car and they think that it's ridiculous, by the way. But it's a Cadillac, and Cadillacs are great cars, okay? Cadillacs, yeah. No Cadillac fans in the room. Brian Lunduke doesn't drive a Cadillac. What's going on here? Hang on. That's definitely Brian Lunduke. All right, I have nothing to comment. Whoa, that was loud.
Give it up for Jono.
Okay. That was loud.
That was difficult. That is really hard, isn't it?
It's a little more difficult when you don't know the topic or the pictures, yes.
Oh, Jeremy. You ready?
No. What am I talking about?
I would like to add before you start this that I think we did an impeccable job of choosing which photos people chose.
I'll be honest with you, we spent quite a lot of time on this video.
So I'm talking about the TSA.
Yes.
You are.
Okay.
Can we just cherish this moment for a few seconds more, by the way?
I kind of like the fact that you're talking about the TSA shortly before having to go through TSA.
You should go through in that suit.
I really shouldn't, actually.
All right, you ready?
Not really.
Here we go.
Okay. Fuck you. Right, if you were, for instance, to buy a load of pies and try and import them into America, the Border Patrol people wouldn't like it. Possibly because you were smuggling secret information, they'd ask you for your pie social network. Really? That's just fuck off, God. So, yeah, you wouldn't try and bring this kind of pie into America because it's banned. I'm sure I signed a form, which I had to sign with a pen, by the way, rather than some kind of decent thing. Is that... Another, fuck off, God. Right, so, okay, so yes, you still wouldn't try and bring pies into America, that would be a terrible idea, plus the fact that you don't really understand. That's not a pie, it's a pasty. We were in a place today called the Pie Hole, and they flogged us this and called it a hand pie, which it is not.
It's not a hand pie.
It's a pasty, right? Okay, right. We've noticed the American government have been trying to ban numbers in the past, things like DOM, presumably pie is next on the... They're all pies, really? The whole lot? Right, so I have to go through the TSA in about 2 days, so I'm going to say, fuck the TSA.
Although after that statement, if we do this again, it's going to be all gloves.
All right, so...
Screw you two guys.
We did end with a dessert pie, to be fair.
Can we get the three people who suggested? Who were they?
So Brian, Ryan, and Brian.
Where's Ryan? Come over here. Brian.
Both Brian's and Ryan.
All right.
That actually worked out kind of odd.
Yeah, all right. You guys ready? Alan, can you get the Ender's computer for us? All right, brother.
Yeah, there it is.
This guy.
Friends.
Watch his YouTube channel. It's actually really good. All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Back on stage again.
We're going to do an applause-o-meter.
I like that
Jeremy
guy.
Jeremy won. Oh, just... All right, who thought that
probably
Jeremy
unfair
won?
That I know that guy, but
cheer
I like
if
that
you
guy
like Jeremy's best.
Yes.
All right, cheer if you like mine best. That went well.
That was substantially worse for you than I anticipated it being.
I thought that was terrible, even longer, Ben.
Okay. Wow, that's just brought okay, so many experiences up to my head. All right.
And all right. Who thought that the story of pies was the best?
Ah, they liked Life of Pi.
Ooh. So that was pretty close. I think. I think clearly Jeremy won. In my
yeah.
Mind.
Okay. Yeah, let's give it to Jeremy.
All right. Who said that?
Brian.
Who said Jeremy's? Your TSA.
Brian.
What did you talk about?
I don't feel like I should be able to win.
That's kind
so
of weird.
So I should point out that. The only way I could win, or any of us could win, is that Brian stepped down from the show. Because he won every contest before this.
That's true.
Totally true. Really that's totally true. Fact right. Correct.
So do we have some consolation prizes for our losers?
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Hey. I'll rephrase. We do have some consolation prizes for
I
our
do.
Losers.
My trousers are full of Ticketmaster right now. Okay.
I thought it was going to be a pie.
Okay, so consolation prize, Ticketmaster money. You can go and buy tickets, which is cool. Hey, congratulations. Brian, you're going to get an Ender's computer, but you should really give it to somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's...
What a selfless
how
act by Brian Lundy.
Who gets this? Who needs it the most?
Me.
Raise your hand if your computer is really crappy right now. Right now, Randall Schwartz cannot have this computer. actually, are anyone from the Kids on Computers people here? Is
oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Kids on Computer people, where you at?
Okay, can we give it to them?
Come on up.
Yeah, come on up here.
That was an excellent idea, sir.
Excellent yeah. idea.
Give that to some kids. Yeah.
You guys do an awesome job. Thanks a lot.
What a nice guy.
Give a hand to these three guys.
All right. Okay. All right.
Wow, that was really decent. Almost makes me sad he left now.
Okay. Should we wrap up?
Unfortunately, I think we're running short on time.
By the way, thank you everybody for coming tonight.
Thank you very much.
So
we love you. You're great.
Did everyone have a good time?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so...
You're buttercups, or you're strawberries, one or the other. Good work.
We also, please, give all of these Ticketmaster, Linode, Endless, Dell, Scale, lots of round of applause, yeah.
Give it up.
So, I noticed something suspicious here.
What?
We know Ticketmaster, we know Linode, we just gave away an Endless. There is... We're at scale, obviously.
We should
why is Dell on there?
Hey, Elan, MC Rabinovich, could you go and get that computer behind there, please? Thank you. It looks brilliant when you walk down those steps, by the way.
So the funny thing is, we usually have Alon dress up as something different. He's been a clown. He's wore an Oktoberfest outfit. We told him to just dress in street clothes this year.
All right, so Dell, our friends at Dell. This is a Sputnik. Are you familiar with this? Ooh, I can see people like, oh, I'm paying attention now.
I'm actually a little upset we have to give this away because I would use this.
Look at this thing.
This is
actually
Sputnik.
Quite nice.
Alon, can you do your best kind of Wheel of Fortune and show this off, please?
Yes!
Don't drop it.
I have now seen the hammer dart.
That was not hammer time. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe like a wrench time. Or...
Right.
I think it was end of show time is what it was.
But, so we've been given this by Dell, and we have a competition.
Now, before we say this, I want to read these specs out because some of you can't read it in the back. This is a 7th generation Intel Core i7. It comes shipped with Ubuntu Linux 1604 LTS.
Yeah!
Yeah! All right. With Snappy, ding. 16 gigabytes of memory, a 13.3-inch QHD Plus Infinity Edge touch display, and it's got a 512 gigabyte PCIe solid state drive. So it's a pretty beefy little machine.
Yeah, no, it's a nice machine.
Thank you to Dell, and thank you to Bart and George specifically for this.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to explain how people are going to win this?
Right, now,
let's give it away.
Now, the competition. You can't win this here, okay? Because we want people who weren't cool enough to come to scale to have a chance of winning.
Yes.
So, but you can all still...
That's not very welcoming.
All right. You can all still win. You just can't win it now. What you have to do is, in a week or so, we'll put out the video of this show. And then you and everyone else on the internet can watch the video. From the beginning of this show, you may have noticed that occasionally we've mentioned the names of fruit, right?
And you shouldn't take that for pomegranate.
Oh, shut up.
You've been planning that for 2 weeks, haven't you?
Actually,
so what
I'm
you
not.
Need to do, you need to watch the video, count up all the times we've named fruit, make a list of all the fruits that we've named over the course of the show, and then go to where? badvoltage.org/fruit.
Probably. It'll exist. You're the webmaster.
And if I forget to do that, just look on our forums or something. But badvoltage.org/fruit. And there'll be a form, and you fill in the list of all of the fruits we named and send it to us. And if you get it right and we pick your name out of the hat,
you get one.
Yeah. You get the Dell Sputnik.
So, yeah.
And just to clarify, because Stuart is explaining the rules, pie is not fruit.
That was cold, man. You know who he thinks is fruit. By the way, I just...
There's only one to give away, correct?
Yeah, there's only one of them. This is it. This is the machine.
I have a great idea. So, Google Pixel, by the way. Hang on. Give me a list of weird fruits. Let's see if this works. Hang on. Shut up.
The elusive bacon fruit.
He's not a fruit. He's more of a vegetable.
Hang on, oh, it's a picture.
I just died a little inside.
Dragon fruit, durian, that's the one that stinks, right?
That is the one that stinks,
okay.
Yeah.
So just in case people are watching the video, carambola, the star fruit, rambutan, sounds like an action movie.
We have a fan over here.
Kiwano, custard apple, ugly fruit.
All right, now you're just making the list absurdly long.
Cherimoya. So yeah, make sure you write those in the box, okay? All right.
So that's starting to wrap it up for us, but the show is not over.
It is not.
Has anyone seen these guys? The Spasmatics. These guys are amazing.
The look on Jono's face when he found out that we had the Spasmatics after us, he was like a 5-year-old child.
So yep. They pretty much look like this. They're like a Revenge of the Nerds kind of themed 80s rock band. This is going to become a bit of a dance floor. There's going to be some great music, okay? So stick around. The bar is still going to be open. Thank you, Ticketmaster. We're going to have a great time. Anyone who's been to Bad Voltage Live knows the after party is often better than the actual live show.
Yes.
All right. Yes,
so
it
there
is.
It is. We've been Bad Voltage. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks.